Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Now, this girl is like my spirit human, for real, but the Wilton version. And I'm so excited to finally meet you and have you on the show. Heather Warden Hervey is here of Good Morning Wilton.
Good morning, Wilton.
I know,
everyone.
Right? Perfect. Wow, your catchphrase actually works perfectly. It absolutely works perfectly for the show.
It is perfect. Good morning, Wilton. Good morning, everyone.
I know.
Fairfield County, Connecticut, who's listening in. It's great.
You are like the Wilton news girl, though. That's you.
I have been doing this for 13 years. And
wow.
So it's kind of unavoidable. You know,
like, I love it.
You start out and you're at every event. You talk to every person who you need to talk to.
Because yeah.
People need to be informed.
I agree.
So
I agree.
You have to be like you. Yes, you have to be everywhere for everyone.
Well, and I wanted to get your story, honestly, Heather, because it's very rare that I talk to people who really understand the importance of hyper local news. And especially in today's world, what made you want to start Good Morning Wilton?
So I've been in media, in news for 30 years.
Wow.
And, you know, when we moved here, I got involved in news. If you know The Patch, right? And Patch,
sure.
At that point, is about 15, 16 years ago, had just been starting out. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
The Patch was like, I think Wilton was one of the first Patch.coms. And the editor at the time did amazing local news. Mm-hmm. He was at every meeting. He covered every organization. And we had moved here, and I had been out of media for a little bit with the kids. And I approached him and I said, I'd like to write for you. I'd like to write an opinion column. I got a lot of opinions. I can write pretty well. And he said, I don't know who you are. Write me a couple spec articles.
Sure.
So I wrote him two columns and he said, okay, I'm going to start you on Mondays and Thursdays. I need an opinion column twice a week.
Wow.
Can you imagine how hard it is to come up with like thoughtful, cogent
twice a week
opinions twice a week,
right?
That have to make sense, that have to be interesting. So we started this thing called From the Driver's Seat, things a Wilton mom thinks going here to there.
Oh, I love that.
And so it was about everything that like I saw out the front window, but also talking to my kids in the back seat.
Yeah.
And so I could write about parenting, I could write about things that were happening in town. And I started to get, like I'm sure you do with your listeners, I started to get feedback from people. Thank you for saying that. You put into words what I've been thinking about.
Wow.
And so I got to learn about, you know, what people thought in town.
Yeah.
After a little bit, a few years, things changed to The Patch. And, you know, I don't want to talk badly about any kind of media, but it was just different. It was
just different.
And I think it was sort of with the rise of social media and that negative thing that goes on.
Yeah.
And I started to, you know, I asked the editor, I said, is there any way to maybe, like, get rid of anonymous comments? Is there any way to, like, make people nicer in the comment section?
Yeah, not have to engage in that.
And
yeah.
He said, you know, we're a national brand. We
can't do that.
I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it myself then.
I'm out.
I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
And so that's how Good Morning Wilton was born. And good is capitalized for that reason.
I saw
it's
that.
It's about good. It's about,
it.
You know, listen, that doesn't mean I shy away from news.
Right.
We report news. But it's about, like, getting rid of the not-so-nice part of the way people interact.
Right.
And really getting them plugged into what's happening in town, plugged in what's happening with each other, businesses, people, what's happening in the schools, and knowing what's important to them.
Yeah. Well, and talk about how you even come up with your content and how often. It seems like it's constant.
It's a daily online news site.
Uh-huh.
Just about Wilton. People will pitch me things from other places, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm a Wilton person.
It is Wilton. It's
right.
Just Wilton.
But honestly, really quick, good for you for putting those parameters, because I remember when I took on this job and I was so grateful that I had bosses who could see the vision I was saying, because originally it was very like, hey, free for all. Talk about some random story that happened in Florida that you could get listeners to, or talk about what's happening in Washington. And I said, I know what I'm good at. I'm not good at a lot, but I know local news. I grew up, born and raised in Fairfield County. I know this area and I'm passionate about this area. So let me just focus on this and even just Connecticut, like what's happening in the legislative session in general.
Mm-hmm.
And they went with that. And so I love the fact that you put those parameters and you're like, hey, love it. Thank you for the idea. But this is my focus.
I mean, these days you can get news anywhere. You can get news from influencers on TikTok. You can get news on, you know, every place on social media. You know, somebody can put their flag up and say, I'm doing the news
now. Exactly.
So You know, and there's so much stuff that's going on nationally. I knew people wanted something just about Wilton.
Right.
They wanted, you know, just let cut through the clutter. Tell me what kind of, what's happening on Memorial Day on July 4th.
Right.
Tell me what's going on, what the new exhibit is at the Wilton Historical Society.
Right.
Let me meet the person who works behind the counter at that store.
Right.
So, and that's what people, like, they were craving.
Mm-hmm.
If people know media, they know that legacy media and newspapers, it's a tough time right now.
Absolutely.
And so newspapers have kind of pulled back. Mm-hmm. And that happened with our local newspaper. They're still publishing, kind of, but they really, they pulled a lot of resources out of town.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love news. I don't want another,
No, you're fine. Yeah. You're good.
I don't want another newspaper or media company to go out of business. I think the competition would be great because it's just more local news. People
right.
can have a choice where they get their local news from.
You're getting focused
yeah.
on what really matters to people, which I
yeah.
do think more than ever. I honestly think, Heather, that's a huge reason why people are getting into podcasting, because they want to not even, and I came from TV news, same thing. I mean, I learned everything about my journalism career from TV news, so it's not at all to knock any of that. But I think what I've liked about this realm is that even just that 1.5 to 2 minute news story, now move on to the next thing, it just, for me, wasn't even suffice.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to be able to go deeper to have, mm-hmm. you know, more of a full-on conversation, and so that people could get engaged and really understand the full depth of a story. And I think that you do that. You know, like
yeah.
I, like you had sent me your most recent article, which was amazing, about the kind of the coinciding of the 300th for Wilton and the 250 for America. And I think that is so neat, because we are sometimes even just so focused on, oh yeah, what are we doing for 250, you know, for Connecticut, but specifically in Wilton, even just knowing, like, I didn't realize that it was also milestone year of 300. So thank you. Good morning, Wilton.
Yeah. I mean, and I think, listen, for all people want to relate. People want to see themselves in why it matters.
Right.
And so, you know, most people are going to be here on Memorial Day and July 4th. And then they can have the opportunity to learn more about where they live.
Right.
Show their kids, you know, or talk to people who, not who were here 300 years ago, but who have had, you know, a role in bringing the town to where it is today. And I think that people... It's about connections. People do. They want to connect to their neighbors. They want to connect to where they live. And I just, I love highlighting that.
Yeah. Well, you do an amazing job, Heather. Like
Thank
I said,
you.
I have heard you many times on the Lisa Wexler Show. I am very familiar with the work that you do. And again, my listeners had said, you know, and I probably should have listened to them weeks ago, honestly. They were like, when you book your diner tour, just talk to Heather. Heather will just book your whole diner tour. And what's amazing is when I compared notes, you're like, oh, good, you've got that. Okay, great, 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 great. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I was good on Heather's notes, and that's great. But you really are like the news lady of Wilton.
I mean, listen, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. I was going to tell you that I used to work in a booking department. I interned in a booking department of a national, I don't know if I can say it, so a national morning show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I was also a segment producer on a national entertainment show.
So you get it.
So I get what you do.
You get it.
It's hard. I mean, you have 4 hours of time to fill with interesting things that people are, like, you don't want them turning the dial.
Right.
And that help them. That you know, give them information, give them stories, give them something to follow up on. So it's hard. What you do every day, and you're saying news. It's you have to find the stories that people are gonna care about.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, mm-hmm. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate that you do that. Really, it means an awful lot. I know I'm a news nerd, so it may feel like that's kind of biased, but I know that people want what you are giving them. And so thank you for that. And thank you for being part of the diner tour. It's awesome.
I love that you're doing this, because I think, too, like, it is. Same thing. You found it here in Wilton. You're going to find that in the other 168 towns in Connecticut or wherever, whatever diners you're visiting. And listen, I think, you know, all these people are sitting here and watching you, the people who are listening in their cars or at home or wherever they are. And it gives them an idea of what life in the state is like.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. It's bravo to you for what you do, too.
Oh, well, you know, listen, we're coming.
A mutual
same
love
cloth.
Society
That's
here.
Who we are. I love it. Heather, thank you so much. Where can people go if they are not familiar with your publication? Yep. Learn more?
really easy, goodmorningwilton.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and, you know, you can sign up for the newsletter, get it in your inbox every day, and, you know, keep in touch with what's happening in Wilton.
Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, stop number 3 right here at Orem's Diner in Wilton in just a few minutes.